The cost of freedom is known so well. But what of freedom's bastard child? The mess made by unrestrained martyrs.
And so it begins.
The art that need not be seen, shown to all. The peace broken by a word of ignorance. Hearts crushed.
So it
and panic erupted.
So it begins.
In days to come, they will glance slyly back and acknowledge the mistakes. Freedom. This is not freedom. No soul is free if all are imprisoned by an assumed obligation. Days. Months. Weeks. Speech. Song. Far and wide they heard the cry, self-indulgence of a measure never before known. This was the height of horror, the end of freedom, the end of time.
One, two, three, four, testing, one, two, hello, Lucien here.
Okay. This is JL206. Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of
the JL Show.
Yeah! Shane, what are you doing right now?
Hurry.
And what day is it?
Thursday.
Tuesday. What is this? Why is this an exciting time?
First episode of season.
It's a final season. It's not season two. It's season five.
Is this season five?
No. It's a new season every September, so this is season five.
Final season of how we do our reunion.
Final season of the JL Show, the Jimmy and Luke Show, the Jesus Lives Show, the podcast, or as Shane once called it in a sentence that I always repeat to myself, that JL pod book yoke.
When did I say that?
You said that once, like sitting right there. I asked you to introduce it, and that's what you called it. So
welcome to
we're going to be doing this 40
JL Show.
45 episodes left.
Wait. Hi, welcome to JL Show. No, Jimmy and Luke Show. My name is Jimmy. My name is Luke. This is Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
You want to get the bottle of water on my bag there? It's just outside the corner.
So, I'm here with Johnny.
Hello.
I'm here with Owen. And I'm here with Shane.
Hi, guys.
Michael has
zero
died. Because that's apparently people believe it when we say people have died.
Michael has it on auto download, so that's one. But it's not listened.
We have zero listeners.
That's not true. We've got more listeners to this than we do for the 99%.
And the 99% is less listeners than the
reverse economics. Yes.
So that's because the 99% is like 99% of all the other podcasts ever.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
no, it's not. It's like 10%.
Reverse economics is unique.
It's like 10%.
It's unique.
So,
Shane, by the way,
Shane,
episode 3, I have an idea for kind of like a scandal where you're going to be kicked off. I
retired after last.
Okay,
episode.
So we're going to start off today's show with a new weekly segment. It's called This Week in JL Show History. Okay. Where I'm basically going to go through the show notes from the episode that we did 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and 1 year ago this week. So, 3 years ago.
How do you have so much memory on your Yeah,
it's just a Word doc. I mean,
yeah, it has like 64 gigabytes.
I got a 32 gigabyte thing, yeah. So, in 2012, on our episode, episode 26, Tell the Grandkids. The gang are back after their summer holidays with lots of exciting stuff to discuss. R.I.P. Neil.
What are you going into? Earlier.
Yeah. R.I.P. Neil Armstrong. Republican National Convention features evil people Mitt and Paul.
Did Neil Armstrong did?
He died 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane,
he did, yeah.
Hurricane Isaac wasn't too bad.
What the hell is Hurricane Isaac?
It was apparently a hurricane that happened in September 2012. Next up, sports support. Jimmy didn't bother with the Olympics opening and closing. Luke was glued to his TV for 16 years. What? Archery was popular at Olympics because of Brave and the Hunger Games. Jimmy, Johnny, and Tomato Sauce were at the Paralympics. Johnny looked for a t-shirt, so they missed the wheelchair basketball. Is that true?
No.
Well, that's a story you told on JL26.
I don't remember that.
No, I wrote these on the date. That episode, this episode is due.
Wait, how would you miss?
Yeah, I do.
I have the show notes for it.
How would you miss an entire match?
Yeah. There was a massive line for the shop.
Okay, Luke sort of has a seizure. You see, this episode sounds great, but it's gone. It's lost forever.
Really?
Yeah, this is one of the, like, 10 episodes that's forever... Well, this is about 20 that's forever gone. Luke sat in the garden. Jimmy's summer was depressing at the beginning. He was happy until...
Okay. We should reboot the JL show. Like, right now.
With new people.
No, yeah, well, that's a good idea. You're not out of there.
Well, no, with new, like, a whole new cast with, like, people pretending to be us. Film club.
Yes.
Luke knows lots of stuff about movies. This was so much shit on it. Bane is on the show. Kevin didn't turn up, so Dean, I misspelled Dean. Dean does the quizzy quiz. Luke has. I have with an E at the end. Luke has awesome.
What did Dean get in his name, sir?
I have no idea. Luke has awesome stories, especially the water pistol one. You will tell it to your grandkids in the future. Kian is here. He talks Jeb Bush. What? So we talked about Jeb Bush on the show 3 years ago. I didn't even know who he was. It says Kian talks Jeb Bush and metaphysics.
Was Jeb Bush alive 3 years ago? What's his name?
I didn't know he was like Kian. Why would Kian have been talking about Jeb Bush? Kian doesn't care about America.
Hey, who's Jeb Bush? He's the
Republican second frontrunner. He's George W.'s brother, and he's the most liberal Republican, so like, yeah.
So he has a good chance.
I mean, he did. He does have a pretty good chance.
Vote for Republicans.
Are most Republicans
who it is.
Die hard Republicans.
No.
I mean, Jeb's not. You see, Jeb's big thing is, like, Jeb is pro-life, and he's whatever, anti-gay marriage. The thing is, he's had to take a somewhat less extreme stance on military issues solely because of George W. in Iraq. So he's had to pretend, I'm not like my brother. I'm not all for, you know, blowing up the Middle East. And also, his wife is an immigrant, so he has to have a pretty soft thing on immigration. It's Luke's shiz birthday on Friday. That sentence doesn't even make sense. We missed Jimmy's birthday in August and buzz up loud about him. Shane, you read out some more things from 2013. This week in 2013.
2013, we were starting transition year. Christ.
Jesus, fuck me. Wow.
Read out some of the things.
The Jimmy and Luke show has returned from the deepest pits of hell 3 months of summer.
I thought this was witty when I was, you know.
Lucian was lonely back then.
15.
This was actually quite a memorable time because we were coming up to having our first real conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So, Seamus Heaney and David Frost died that week.
Jesus, he did that long.
Yeah, it's 2 years. This is only 2 years. So, and then Luke's brief in Quinter, you know what that refers to?
I know they have like that big
Zachary
thing.
Zachary Quinto, yeah, very good.
They didn't really do anything for his death, did they?
No, they didn't.
Miley Cyrus has lost her shit.
Because this was the Twerking Bad episode. This was that week that the VMAs were on, and Breaking Bad finale was coming up as well.
Wait, can I just say, Miley Cyrus's shit has gotten even further away since, like, she lost.
I don't think she's even. I think that now she's actually reining it in. Like,
no, she's
predictable now. Everything she did this year, you could have foreseen, like, a month in advance.
Shane, you're coming.
Oh, she's just intention whoring, Nola.
Yeah.
I know.
What are we doing now? All right, I'm going to pause this for a minute. So, also on that episode, we had Luke's Fair City phone call. This is when I phoned up a number that was in Fair City on a poster, and I called it from my grandfather. So the woman answers, and she basically says, you know, I used to work on the show. and they used her number intentionally, and I sounded really creepy, and I tried to record it, but... I don't watch that crap. No, I don't. I've never watched an episode of that in my life. I've never watched either of those shows in my life.
Never watched.
I've never watched a single episode of an English soap opera, to the best of my knowledge. So. I used to. I don't anymore. I gave up on it. I gave up on all the crap. I gave up on Under the Dome too, but there's only it's finishing this week. So. The finale's on Thursday night though, and you're going to be excited for that. No, of Under the Dome. Of course, I'm going to watch it. I've been watching.
Series finale.
Yeah, final episode. The dome's finally going to come down.
It's probably not. Is
that's
it?
What you think.
They showed
they're
it in the trailer.
Make you think that, and then it probably just goes up so again.
Bad. Oh, it's astonishing. It's amazing how awful it is. I mean, Dean Norris is trapped in a contract and he can't leave. I mean, when they
how do they trap?
Because that's what happens when you're an actor. You get trapped in a contract on a show. Because it was good. The scripts were good when it started, and then it just went downhill really fast.
The script
didn't
have a good
first
episode. Shit.
No, that's not true. The first five episodes are good. But basically, what was I saying?
It's like any series these days.
Exactly.
Like first like, season. Yeah.
Dean Norris was trapped, and when they announced it was canceled, I mean, he had like a party with his family and was like celebrating for ages.
Super like hipster thing. Season one only.
Yeah, yeah. Killian, give us a prayer of the day.
Yes. Oh, you're doing a podcast?
Not the sort of. I'm trying.
Prayer of the day!
No, not the jingle. Just like, we have the jingle. Just give me an actual prayer of the day.
I'm not good at speeches.
You can come up with something.
Wait, who writes a prayer of the day?
Well, Sean can come up with something.
Well, pray for the day.
No, Sean can do his own kind of segment. Like.
Prayer for my friend David died.
Oh, God, yeah, we have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we do need to have, like,
that's it, that's my prayer. Pass.
Well, we need an obituary for David. Like, David was a wonderful, wonderful...
I need an obituary for your fucking ass after I destroy it. Oh, is that poo?
Where?
No, it's just dead grass.
Hold on, bro.
No, it's dead grass. Why would there be a giant, like, turd in the middle of the school field? They don't even allow animals in here.
Yes, they do.
Except in the occasional moment when animals sneak in.
No, there are plenty of animals.
I have to find out what else we did back in 2013. Michael is behind on his news, including his tech news.
Oh,
oh dear. And then Anthony Weiner, Judge Jimmy, a giraffe is murdered, but so is a wife. King of quizzes. Then this week in 2014, we did North by North Korea, the first man on the sun, the ice bucket challenge, and that was it. So yeah, that was this week in JL Show history. Fun new segment every week on the JL Show.
Why do you have to do it every week?
Because it's this week in JL Show history.
Oh, right.
And if we didn't do it every week, it would be this some weeks, but not this week, but maybe the other week in the half the history.
So
are
we actually going to have, like, a day that we do this, or is it just...
I was going to do it on Fridays.
Right.
Because then I can edit it in the evening.
But today's not Friday.
But they didn't let me do it on Friday. They were like, no, we're going to play football.
Yeah, and you want to go outside and play ball again.
Yeah, but this is, like, at least more intimate.
Shane takes forever. Already met Michael.
Bye, nerds!
He probably went out the other way.
They didn't even hear me.
No, Shane and Thing probably went out that way.
Yeah, we're only going to go out.
Did you tell Shane that we were on?
Oh, yeah, I told him we were right here. Whoa! Sorry, in here.
You know what? If somebody's, like... living in a country where they're living in some sort of industrial wasteland, working in a factory all day. Yes. And if their moment of...
They have a great
life. If their moment of peace, their moment of zen in the day is listening to an episode of the JL Show, then even just listening to these noises of the wind and the grass and you guys throwing a ball and some... could actually be pleasant for them. So this is actually good content. We're a podcast for meditation and...
No, we're a podcast kind of like...
Nothing. Podcast just like
something that just keeps me entertained. And archives the least interesting experiences of my
six years
in the school. Well, yeah, four and a half.
We don't ever like talk about things that go well.
No.
We definitely don't talk about school.
Yeah.
because you bleep anything out to say about it.
I don't anymore. I don't say anything anymore. Which is ironic, since we actually have more listeners now than we did before.
You did it for Mr. G.
I hope we have more than we did before.
Well, that's...
What I do now is I just sort of change the voices so they don't sound. Yeah. I used to bleep out every name, every... I mean, when we started, I bleeped... When we started out, I wouldn't let you use your own names, and I cut out every swear word, which is so funny. Because
I need to give out your address.
How many times do you listen through?
No, I won't allow that.
Wait, have you given out your full name?
It has been said, yeah.
I mean,
no one cares if no one's listening. Oh, yeah, I mean, we call you Joby half the time, so, like...
Let me call me, like...
People can piece together your
name. That's actually called Plan, but alright.
Well, that was your stupid idea. I was never going to call
you. You went along, so
well, there was an episode called Han of My Dreams.
And, like, something else. Star Han or
no, there was... No,
Han Solo.
Han Solo. Oh, there you are, Chicken. I just left you.
We were about to leave you.
In 2014, Shane, there was some exciting stuff last year. North by North Korea landed a man on the thing.
That was water whispering.
Yeah, I don't care. That was still a story that we addressed on This Week in 2014. Also, in This Week in 2013, Michael pined on his news. That episode is available. Like, most of these episodes are available. Everything from 2013 and 2014 and 2015 is. So,
didn't you say you found one of the last episodes that
was like, I found Catherine one a few months ago.
Video
but
they had it on the TV.
Just goes over some TV and just sitting on the couch like sitting
watching the TV.
Because he
complain about it. There's nothing to get excited for anybody. And he should pull out next year. Give it some tension.
He almost did one pull up there.
Yeah.
He did three.
Just saying now. This week in 2013. Yeah, if you want to hear the This Week in 2013 or This Week in 2014 episodes, go to thejlshow.com and search for Breaking Bad or...
Anything
and
else,
or and we're back. Yes. TheJLShow.com, the new website address. That cost me a fortune.
$1.99.
There was a sale on .com.
There was a sale on .com?
Yeah, they're normally like Euro. They were $1.99 for one day only. I got a bunch of them. I got Lucy Magazine, The Jail Show, Bus Hub News. WD.
Well, in that case, you probably spent €12 anyway.
I spent like 10 plus tax, which is like 13. But I mean, I got 5 for the price of 1. For what one would be today. So, like, it was a great deal.
Sure. But would you have bought them?
I wouldn't have bought them at premium rate, no.
Yeah, so.
Because, I mean, we have jlshow.info. jlshow.info
is cheap.
They just
got you to spend €12 that you wouldn't have spent in the first place.
Oh, I would have bought one for €12, maybe. I would have bought Lucy 2015, probably. I was considering buying that. I was considering buying it. Because it was like, I thought it would really help my posters if it had 2015.com on them. So to all listeners of the show, who are also listeners of the 99%, you may be aware of our No Locking the Doors campaign. To keep bathroom doors open around the world. And we have an update. It would appear that it's worked. That the doors are being no locked anymore.
But
so
the doors letting us in.
So you can't get to the bathroom if you're inside, but if you're not inside, you're locked out. So there's an extra level of locking. So the doors are still being locked, just not the bathroom doors. So no locking the doors has moved up an extra level.
So now we just don't want. Now we don't want anyone in the world to lock their doors.
Yeah.
Keep them all open.
Yeah. Then we'll have a freer society.
Get a wedge and just wedge it open.
So just tweet, So just tweet hashtag.
And North Korea, open the borders.
Hashtag and America, Mexico border and all that. So No Locking the Doors continues bigger and better than ever before. And tweet hashtag No Locking the Doors.
This is going to be a great campaign.
It's already been going on for 3 months. We got loads of support. We got a city councilor.
I've never heard about this.
You should listen to the 99%, Michael and I.
But
I mean, we have great interviews every episode that we had. It's kind of wrapped up now for the year, but yeah, it has.
No,
it has. It's an hiatus.
How'd that movie go?
St- Stitcher.
Yeah.
Garbage. Did you watch it? So bad.
I don't listen to anything. I don't listen, I don't watch.
Yeah, well, Stitcher's rubbish. Shane, what did you say?
How long ago since you did Stitcher?
Well, we shot at Maybank Holiday and we edited it at June 8th. June 7th.
I think the only one I ever listened to was the one where Glyn came in on us.
Yeah.
That was the only one I listened to lately. But, I remember I used to listen to them, like, a lot, and then that was the stage that I was listening to Michael's Talks About Tech, so that was probably, second year.
Long time ago.
After that, I just fucking gave up.
We took the album art photo yesterday, and we put your face in the sky behind us, but it's not visible at all. You put your face there, but you can kind of see the side of your face. It's terrible. I did terrible. I'm going to do it again. But it didn't turn out very well. But. Huh?
Jesus.
No! Doing the album artwork again, but oh god, we're not doing Stitcher again.
We're not doing Stitcher 2 as well.
I mean, Dobie and I at the end of July were like, will we do Stitcher 2? And it was just like, I don't think anyone wants to see it. The first one only got like.
The first one
got 170 views, the first one got, which.
That's
yeah, which was okay. I mean, the fact is that my campaign video. Mike is. 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
My mother saw your campaign video.
My campaign video got 95 views, so it got half.
That's more views than what.
Beware the Horror Ghost got. Pablo Mexican Reindeer is on 1,000 though, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Pablo Mexican Reindeer.
How has that got 1,000 views?
I have absolutely no idea. Pablo Mexican Reindeer is an actual children's song though. Okay. And Pablo Mexican Reindeer, our
maybe
Pablo.
Maybe people are just looking up Mexican.
Yeah.
And just
maybe. That's maybe probably the Donald Trump thing, Mexican.
If Donald Trump, we should send Donald Trump a copy of Pablo Mexican Reindeer and he might show it at one of his campaign rallies.
Oh, yeah. We have to make an episode.
This is what
Donald
are.
Trump's Mexicans.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I've seen that on the front page of the National Enquirer, but maybe, I'll see. We did a quiz on the 99%, it was called Forrest Gump or Donald Trump, and it was all these quotes.
I need to guess which one was.
But they were all Donald Trump. Oh no, the macho bullies are coming to...
Now we will emasculate you, Arrgh!
You like princesses and ponies, don't you?
You.
I'm emasculated.
Gay person.
Did you come up with a prayer?
Ball,
I guess you did already.
You didn't.
No. Disappointing. Oh,
get
shit.
Big Bill.
That was a good catch.
We need Big Bill back to do the prayer.
We do. Although, I guess there's sort of a prayer at the start of the episode, because the episode opens with a poem that I wrote, read by Michael. And it's a poem about the dangers of doing a show like this, about how it affects society negatively. When people like us are allowed to express our half of my opinions publicly.
This is what happens.
And this is kind of what the poem's about, so well, let me know how you think about it, at Revolutionary. We'll
on Instagram,
on everything. Just on Twitter, not really on Instagram. Instagram, I'm an artiste still. I'll probably change it back though. Mike, where'd Michael go? He's disappeared.
He is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's actually dead.
Probably with Sean and Luke.
Maybe. Oh my God! Is those seagulls? Imagine if the seagulls like snatched this out of my hands. That would be. I'm gonna allow
make
to
make a great podcast.
That would be fantastic.
Stole my phone.
Kill him. How great would it be if a seagull swept down, grabbed this out of my hands, and took control of the podcast? That would be brilliant.
It'd be like that. It'd be like that part in Jurassic World.
Yeah. Or it'd be like the part in the Polar Express when the ticket gets stolen by the bird and the wolves, and they kind of just the camera follows the ticket all around until it comes back into the train. Yeah, in Jurassic World, where they like. Burst through or when they swipe down on the town, I guess. Yeah. No, that would be fantastic. That would be, well, I mean, if a seagull stole the podcast, that would be, without a doubt, the greatest moment of the podcast. I mean, hell, we could get on the front page
we
could get on RTE News with that, because it would be a legit seagull attack. people are on the lookout for that. God, how is it so sunny? Why didn't it be like this a month ago? I guess it was in some days, but.
No.
Summer was.
Well, maybe it was for the last week, but
yeah,
I was
the last
still working
week,
and
yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Went and like sat out in the garden for 3 hours every day. I don't know.
My whole summer was like wake up, get in the car,
yeah,
go to work.
Uh huh.
Don't come home from work until the sun goes down. So more or less. It was just work, sleep, eat, repeat. It's no one gets there.
What was I going to say? Well, yesterday was my birthday, and it was a fun
Bing
day.
Bong.
I had so much fun. Well, Owen got me a wonderful present. He got me a Bing Bong, which sounds rude, or it sounds like something that with which you would use to consume marijuana. My Bing Bong, but it's delightful, and
I bought myself on Sunday. I bought myself a lightsaber. A hilted Kylo Ren lightsaber from The Force Awakens,
but then it's fucking broken now. Like, the mechanism in it's broken, so it stays up with the hilt to the side, but it won't jam back, it won't go back down into the handle part, so...
Well, to
might bring it back
every,
and get a
Johnny,
we're
having a lightsaber. Having a Super Bowl party at Michael's house. What's on?
That's February.
Yeah.
But it's on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
On a Sunday night.
When is this?
It's in February. And it's the week of our mocks. Start the next day.
Oh, fuck that. I don't care.
Terrible. I'll tell you something that happened. So we were interviewing this guy called Harry McCann on the 99%. And he says he's organizing a conference in February in Belfast, a tech conference, whatever. And he tells me, Michael, we can have a room at his conference to do a live show with an audience if we want. And I was like, Michael, that's the week of the mocks.
Oh, and then Michael just said,
oh. Yeah, Michael was like, oh, you're such a buzzkill. I'm like, I'm just telling the truth.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Oh, look, a tractor.
Oh, look.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, that's what's new with us. So what's new with you, listeners? Mm-hmm.
All of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. And when did you go? Oh, must have been nice. I think the weather was nice around that time. I'm having a conversation with our listeners. Stop butting in. Uh-huh. Excellent. Ha-ha! You think you'd go? You think you'd ever go there again? No?
Okay.
So, who's left us now? Which family and friends of the podcast are gone? Dean's gone, as we know. Philip's gone, as we know. Tomato sauce is gone. You see, no, you have to watch the Community Season 6 when they have Gay Dean, and they have the Gay Dean song. It's Dolly Parton's Jolene, but it's Gay Dean.
Gay Dean.
See,
a picture of Chevy Chase in a food fight. I saw
them
nine.
Please be
in
a school. I suppose Casper's been gone for a long time.
Chevy Chase.
We told it. Chevy Chase is clearly a pretty awful person to have to work with. I all accounts from the 70s to now.
Recently, Fletch or something like that.
Yeah, Fletch.
Fletch.
They made Fletch 2 Fletchier.
Wait,
and now they're remaking Fletch with Jason fucking Sudeikis in it. So
wait, is that what he's known for?
He's the boring guy from We're the Millers, Horrible Bosses.
Oh, that's good.
So
Horrible Bosses is a good film.
No, it's not. It's okay. It's the only good thing about it is Colin Farrell and Kevin Spacey are good men.
Well, I didn't even recognize Colin
Farrell. They weren't in the second one. Was that the second one is unwatchably bad?
I think it's Colin Farrell died.
Like, even Jason Bateman says that the sequel is rubbish. Like, 6 months after it came out, he came out and said that film was terrible. I only did it for the money. Like, don't go to see it. Jason Bateman is not like it. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah, like, Jason Bateman's not somebody who just says things for the sake of it. He's a reasonable person. So, he says it. Jason Sudeikis. I mean,
that's not Ed Helms.
No, he's like Ed Helms, except he's more boring than Ed Helms.
Oh, shit, I know. Yeah.
He's like if Ed Helms was a taxi driver in Philadelphia, he'd be Jason Sudeikis. Like, he's like a boring version of Ed Helms. I mean, Ed Helms is pretty boring himself, but... Oh, I hate them both.
Oh, The Hangover 3 was on last week. I forgot to watch
it. It's
decent. Oh, yeah,
decent.
It was.
It's decent.
I watched a little bit.
Like, John Goodman's in it, and Ken Jeong gets some funny shit to do. Like, he gets to jump out the window with a parachute and go,
I love cocaine.
I was watching... I watched a little bit, but then I got bored, so I just left.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's got a plot, basically.
Yeah.
I don't like the first two at all. They're not funny. The third one, though, is entertaining. It's a good action.
Because it's got plot.
But it's plot and has Ken Jeong and John Goodman.
Hey, what do you do?
Ken Jeong getting stuff to actually do. The second one, which is just horrendous.
I think I watched... I watched from when, like, he found... No, they were talking to him. Uh-huh. You know, they had the tree, and your man said, oh, yeah, we have your man hostage, and you have to go and get the money back or whatever it was. And then, like, I watched it until... They were at the, like, seat.
Yeah.
And they were talking. And then he noticed... Oh, no, I watched until after that. Oh, I watched until they were talking and they tried to drug him.
Oh, yeah.
That's as far as I watched. I was just like, yeah, I can't watch more of this. Yeah. I didn't watch much. That's really, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then went back upstairs to watch Suits.
Fun.
What is your opinions on Suits?
I've never seen a minute of Suits.
Never watched it?
It's on the USA Network, and I have a rule about, like, life's too short to watch USA Network, but, you know. but Mr. Robot is on the USA Network, and everyone says Mr. Robot is great show. I haven't seen it either, because it's USA Network, but...
It's the rule.
They make so much crap. It's like the two channels in America that make so much crap are the CW, that make Arrow and The Flash and Gossip Girl and Pretty Little Liars, and then you have the USA Network who makes Suits and Burn Notice and Royal Pains and like just the most cheap kind of drama ever. 10 minutes left in break. Okay. Well,
Suits is good. It's kind of like comedy, minutes. But it has a bit of plot to it as well. Cool. I don't know. Funny.
Well. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to episode 206. You can check out on our website, thejlshow.com. You can find our Cat in the Hat live worldwide commentary with Killian and Owen, and you missed 5 episodes, yeah. Well, let's see, we did the Cat in the Hat, and then we did
all
one...
these over the summer, yeah?
Yeah, I guess. We did one with...
I've had no contact with
you. Just Michael and I. Well, we went to see Ted 2 in the middle of July.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then we were at Michael and John Tierney's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, to visit thejlshow.com, you can find us on facebook.com/thejlshow, twitter.com/jlshowtweets, instagram.com/jlshowgrams. I was there, yeah. And I was at the one in Monroe's as well with Clara. But no one else was at that.
I don't remember
you
much
weren't,
about that.
You weren't at that.
No, I said I don't remember much about Bob.
All right, yeah. The we're on Snapchat, JL Show.
I'd work for that morning.
And
like 10. Uh-huh. What time did you get there?
I mean, I was talking to you there for ages, so.
Okay.
So you're just forgetting.
Yeah.
I was talking to you there. What?
I forgot.
Did you come out?
We walked.
Out with
like,
your... Oh, I can see it. Sorry. Yeah.
So do I have anything else to say? Other facts to share? We'll be back very soon with more pod.
Do we ever
for
have something to say?
Your No, we don't. More pod for your buff. And stay tuned now, because we're ending the show today with the new hit single from Lou Band. That's not what it's called.
Follow me on...
It's called King of the Mountaintop.
Shane Kelly.
By Lucian, featuring Michael, Shane...
Snap it back to me. Come on.
And others. So enjoy King of the Mountaintop. We'll be back soon with more pod for your buck. Goodbye.
Mountaintop. I reign supreme over everyone in this school. I am a golden god. I am the king of the mountain top. The only king of the mountain top. I reign supreme over everyone in this school. I am a golden god. 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 This is my song and I am the king. Come to my castle and I'll show you everything. I like to sing about my throne, except until it's stolen by a gnome. I am a golden god. I am a golden god. A golden god.